So Ktelig Mishnah Vayta Masech Yevamis Perik Zayin Mishnah Hey Ha'Oynes V'Hamafata V'Hashaita. These are three people that don't have legal marriages. Oynes is someone who forced the woman. Mafati convinced her. Shaita, he has no das. Because it's not a legal marriage, loy poislim, it wouldn't passel, they wouldn't passel a bas kayin to eat truma. V'loy machilim, and if these three are kayhanim, they wouldn't give her a right to eat truma. V'im einan ruyin lovi v'Yisrael. But if any of these three are psule kal, like a nosin or a mamzer, harielu poislim, they would passel her from eating truma. Kate, so the Mishnah is going to give us examples. First, what's the example of oynes mefata and shaita loy poislim? If this oynes mefata or shaita was a Yisrael sheba al bas koyin, normally a bas koyin marries Yisrael, she can't eat truma. But this is not a marriage, so therefore teichel b'truma, she can continue to eat truma. But ibra, if she becomes miuberes, she's expecting from one of these three, then loy teichel b'truma, she can't eat any truma. If a bas koyin is expecting a child of someone who's not a kayan, she can't eat truma. If nechtach ha'ubra b'mayal, something happened to the baby inside, and we know it's no longer alive, then teichel b'truma, she can eat truma. Same is true, says the Batinura, if she had a child, the child died. Now, remember, here's the halacha. A bas Yisrael marries a kayan. She can eat truma. If the marriage is over, she became a widow, or she was divorced. It depends. If there are no children, so she has no connection whatsoever with the fact that she was married to a kayin. And we learn from Sukkim she can no longer eat truma. If there are children, even though she's no longer married to her husband, but she has children that are kayhanim, she can eat truma. Any grandchild still alive from this kayin will allow the grandmother to eat truma. Same is true the other way around. Let's say we have a bas kayin that marries Yisrael. Once she marries Yisrael, she can't eat truma. What if she gets divorced or widowed? Yisrael died. If there are no children, she has no connection to the marriage anymore. The marriage is over. There are no children. She goes back to her previous status. Again, it's learned from Sukkim, and she can eat truma, just like she was able to when she was a girl before she got married. But if there's any child or grandchild from the Yisrael, then the marriage is not over in that sense. She's still connected to the fact that she was married to Yisrael, and she cannot eat truma. So now, let's see our Mishnah. The Mishnah is now explaining the part of Oynes Mefata Shoyta Loy Machilim. We have a Kayin Shebaal Bas Yisrael. This Oynes Mefata or Shoyta was a Kayin. He was Baal Bas Yisrael. The din is Loy Soichal Betruma. Even though he's a Kayin, but a woman that marries a Kayin legally can eat truma. This isn't a marriage. Ibra, if she becomes miuberes from the kayin, leitach she can't eat. But yolda, when that baby is born, now she has a child of a kayin, even though the marriage wasn't a legal marriage. But still, toichal she eats truma, because she has a child from a kayin. Nimsa, so it turns out an interesting thing, says the Mishnah. Koichai shel ben, the koyach of the son, to be matter her, to eat truma, God l'mishalav, is greater than the koyach of the father. Because the fact that the father was with her, that's not matter but truma. It wasn't a legal marriage. It was an oynes mefata or shaita. But once she has a child from him, the child is matir, his mother, to be able to eat truma. Vaiter says the Mishnah, ha'eved and eved kanani poisel meshumbiya. He would passel for being together with her, but the einoi poisel mishum zera, he would not passel as a child. What does this mean? Well, the Mishnah is going to explain. Ketza. Bas Yisrael, we have a Bas Yisrael that married a kohen. Now remember what we said. If a Bas Yisrael marries a kohen, if there's any legal offspring, she will always be able to eat truma. If there are no official children, she's totally disconnected from that marriage, she cannot eat truma. Bas Koyin Li Yisrael will never be able to eat truma if there are any children or grandchildren. No children or grandchildren, she's totally disconnected from the Yisrael, and being that she's a Bas Koyin now, she can eat truma. What if the only surviving child is an Eved Kanani? How could it be that she has a child, a grandchild, Eved Kanani? We'll soon see. If that's the case, It's the same as not having any children at all. Ketzad, Mishnah gives us examples. How is this so? Bas Yisrael, we have a Bas Yisrael that married a Kohen. Or a Bas Kohen that married a Yisrael. V'yoldei menu ben. They had a son. V'holach ha-ben v'nichbash al ha-shivcha. This ben went, and he was together with a shivcha kenanis. V'yoldei menu ben. And she gave birth to a son. Hareze eved. Now that child, born to a shivcha kenanis, has a din of an eved kenani. So, if hoise aim aviv bas Yisrael, this eved kenani, if his father's mother was a bas Yisrael, l'kayin that originally was married to a kayin, and there are no other children now, his father died, this eved kenani is the only surviving offspring. So she can't say, he's an eved kenani, but I have a grandchild from a kayin that can still eat truma. No, loy soichel b'truma, she can't eat truma. In regard to the halachis of truma, the eved kenani is not considered a grandchild. Now the other way around. Let's say this eved kenani, his father's mother was a bas kayin, the matter Yisrael, and her husband and son died, like in the previous case. And the only surviving grandchild is the Eved Kenani. Toichel b'truma. She can eat truma. Even though she has a grandchild. But this is not called having a grandchild from the Kahuna. In regard to the halachis of truma, the Eved Kenani grandchild is not considered a factor. Not to allow her to eat truma, and not to stop her from eating truma. Not to allow her to eat truma, if this Eved's father's mother was a Bas Yisrael to a Kayin, and not to stop her from eating Truma if this Eved's father's mother was a Bas Kayin li Yisrael. Vaitra says the Mishnah, Mamzer Paisel. A Mamzer passels her, but Umachel. Again, the Mishnah explains. Ketza. Bas Yisrael, we have a Bas Yisrael who married a Kayin. Bas Yisrael a Kayin. Or Ubas Kayin li Yisrael. You have a Bas Kayin who married a Yisrael. They had a daughter. The daughter went and married an Eved Kenani or to an Eved Kechav. Now, this Mishnah, the Tan of our Mishnah holds, it's not the Halacha, but the Tan of our Mishnah holds that under these circumstances the child is considered a Mamzer. We don't paskin that way. But according to the Tan of our Mishnah, the child is considered a Mamzer. Again, Bas Yisrael Lekayin, or Bas Kohen Yisrael, v'yoldu men Bas, they had a daughter, v'holcha Bas, v'nesses li'evet, she got married to an Evet, or li'evet kechavim, v'yoldu meni ben, and they had a son. Hareza mamzer, that child is a mamzer. Hoysa aim imoy Bas Yisrael l'kayin. This mamzer, if his mother's mother was a Bas Yisrael l'kayin, even though her husband died, and her daughter is no longer alive, and the only surviving child is just this mamzer, it doesn't make a difference, toichel betruma. She can still eat truma. He is considered a surviving grandchild. She's still connected to her husband that was a kayan, even though the marriage is no longer in existence. She could eat truma. The other way around, bas kayan li Yisrael, and the only surviving grandchild is a mamzer, that's called a grandchild. So you have offspring from the Yisrael, and therefore, loy seichel betruma, she cannot eat truma. So again, chazing over our Mishnah. Oynis, Mefata, and Shaita don't passel, and they don't enable her. If either of these Oynis, Mefata, and Shaita people were not Roy, Lovi, B'Yisrael, they were either a Mamzer or a Nosin, then they passel. But if they're not a Mamzer or a Nosin, the Oynis, Mefata, and Shaita don't passel her. What's the case where they don't passel her? So the Mishnah told us. Here's the case. If any of these people was a Yisrael, Shabal Bas Koyin, she can still eat truma. It's not a marriage. It's not like she's married to Yisrael. If she's miuberes, she can't eat truma. Because even if there's an unborn child from a non-kohen that passels her, if something happens to that child, the child is no longer alive, she can eat truma. Now there's no surviving child from this person who's non-kohen. Now, what's pshat in the din of oynis mefata v'shoyta loy machilim? Where would that case come into play? We have a kohen shebo'al bas Yisrael. This oynis mefata or Shaita was a Kohen Shebal Bas Yisrael. She can't eat Truma. She's a Bas Yisrael. She can't say she's married to a Kohen. It wasn't a legal marriage. Even if she's Miuberes, she can't eat Truma. A Uber from a Kohen is not enough. But when that child is born, she can eat Truma. Now she has a child from a Kohen. So in a way, the Mishnah told us the Koyach of the son is greater than the father. Here, the father, in this case, of these three, can't make her eat Truma. It's not a legal marriage. But when she has a son from him, she can eat Truma. Then the Mishnah told us that an Eved Kanani would passel her from eating Truma if they were together. But he would not passel her as a child. What does that mean? Suppose we have a Bas Yisrael that married a Kohen. Or for that matter, a Bas Kohen that married a Yisrael. So in both cases, if she's divorced or widowed, what's the deal with Truma? The Bas Kohen that married a Yisrael, well, she's married, she can't eat Truma. But she's divorced, she's widowed, can she now eat Truma again? Or the Bas Yisrael that married a Kohen, when she was married to the Kohen, she was able to eat Truma. Now that they're divorced or widowed, can she still eat Truma? It depends. If they have a child or grandchild, then the marriage stays. Whatever the halacha was during the marriage stays even after the marriage is over. The Eved Kanani is not considered a child. We learned later a mamzer is, but the Eved Kanani is not considered a child in regard to this halacha. How could she possibly have a child that's an Eved Kanani? And the answer is, when she was married, she had a son. That son was together with a Shivcha Kananis, and the child that's born is an Eved. So this Eved, if his mother's father was a Yisrael married to a Kohen, she can't eat Truma. And if his mother's father was a Bas Kohen married to a Yisrael, she can eat Truma. This is not called a child from the Kohen. But in the case of a Mamzer, where, for example, the Bas Yisrael married a Kohen, or Bas Kohen married a Yisrael, and they had a daughter, and that daughter married an Eved or an Eved Kechavim, where according to this Tana, that's not the Halacha, but according to this Tana, the child would be together moms. So we look at the child and we say like this, if his mother's mother was a Bas Yisrael Likayin, she can continue to eat Roma. He's called a child. That's called a surviving grandchild. And if his mother's mother was a Bas Kohen Li Yisrael, she can't eat Roma because this child is called a grandchild. So she's still considered the grandmother of a Yisrael, and therefore she cannot eat Truma.